At a small press conference organized by the Sonoma County Bicycle Coalition outside the county courthouse, Santa Rosa attorney and cyclist Max Beach explained what the Vulnerable Road Users Protection Ordinance would do.
The ordinance describes seven specific categories of what could be called threatening or abusive behavior on the road. Those behaviors could be as obvious as running you off the road or more subtle, trying to frighten or intimidate a cyclist.
Additionally, the new law would allow cyclists to seek civil damages from drivers who endanger them, even if they are not actually hit by the vehicle.
The gap that it covers is providing what are called enhanced remedies. So the fact that there's no physical contact between the car and the cyclist is not fatal to your case.
The proposed ordinance will be submitted first to the County Board of Supervisors. But Bicycle Coalition Executive Director Gary Helfrich says they hope to see it enacted by all local cities as well.
It is our goal to have one consistent ordinance countywide that would make us the first county in the nation to have a uniform anti-harassment ordinance that protects pedestrians and cyclists.
Meanwhile, in separate court appearances later in the morning, there was further inconclusive wrangling over the medical and psychiatric evaluations to be required for Robert Cowart, the Rohnert Park man whose truck struck and fatally injured former Sonoma State professor Steve Norick. But down the hall, the charges against Harry Smith, the man accused of pursuing cyclist Torjas Soltani onto a golf course to run him down, were upgraded from assault to attempted murder. Smith's bail is now set at $1 million. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB News.